everybody. Cal Banyan, calbanyan.com. If you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there right now, because as you learned last episode, there's a whole bunch of important links and texts that make these videos a lot more valuable right down below this. So go to calbanyan.com. This is Cal Banyan with Meredith Locker. And you know what we do? We talk about hypnosis, etc. And we talk about, could be a controversial topic, but mostly we talk about training. And we talk about different hypnosis techniques and concepts and things so that you can become a one percenter. What's a one percenter? They're the best of the best in the profession. All right. Let me tell you about Meredith. She's back for another podcast, and she's an absolutely adorable person. She gets away with stuff with me nobody else gets away with except, I don't know, maybe my mom or something. And you know why? It's because, I don't know, she's as rascally as I am. Let me tell you about this rascally but delightful human being. There was a rumor that she's my girlfriend. Nope. Maureen would kill me if I had a girlfriend. I have no girlfriends. I just have this one person that I think is really great, and that's why we let her do this with us. She's a master's degree in psychology. She is a one percenter hypnotist. She's a lover of animals, big and small, and she makes her clients happy. She gets results, and they refer their friends and family. And if I had a friend in the LA area that needed hypnosis or wanted hypnosis to improve his or her life, definitely go see Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
Thank you so much, Cal. I'm doing great.
I crack you up, don't I?
What was that?
I'm cracking you up, aren't I?
You're cracking me up. I had no idea there was a rumor going around that I'm your girlfriend. Are you kidding?
That's true.
Oh, my God. I would be so afraid of Maureen. I would be miserable.
I'm your hypno daddy.
Yes, you are.
That's right. Who's your daddy?
It's Cal Banyan.
Yeah, that's right.
And not in the freaky weird way, everybody. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is always such a pleasure. And he's right. I do get away with a lot more than the average person. I don't know why I lucked out quite so much. But it's always fun doing these podcasts with Cal and coming down. It's like one big family here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center where I drive down from L.A. to film. And, I love it here. I was trained here and I did an internship here and saw clients for a little while after that, even here before I went up to L.A. And it's always so great to be back. But especially it's great to be able to pick the brain of the best in the profession himself, Cal Banyan, the one that brought us the secret language of feelings that I use with every single client, seventh path self-hypnosis, five path, the process, the advanced process that I use with every single client, and continue to pick your brain as long as you'll let me. That's for sure, Cal.
All right, good. Hey, thank you so much for your kind words. Let's see, what should I do now? One quick announcement. You know what's happening tomorrow? Solid Gold Weekend. If you haven't bought your tickets, or you better do it. I don't even know. You might have to go do it in person. Go to the NGH.net. Get their phone number. Call them right now and say, please squeeze me in. I want to go down there and I want to hang out with the other serious people in the profession, great speakers. On this website, I've got a whole list of everybody and I did a special video on it. Be there or be left out. Also, March, I have the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Course. It starts on March 7th through the 18th with the weekend off. Hey, it's a great, you know what? Chances are, unless you live in the Sun Belt, it sucks where you're at. I mean, the snow and the ice, I'll tell you right now, it's about 80 degrees. It's February 7th. And it's 80 degrees in March. I know I lived for like 24 years in Minnesota and North Dakota. And March is terrible. You're so sick of the snow. Come on down. Take my course. Become a one percenter. And on the weekend, go to Disneyland. Hang out at the beach. Can't beat it. All right. You want to catch us up with where we left off there, Meredith?
Yeah, so we're getting into a really, really exciting new technique that Cal is bringing into the world, the time tunneling technique. And for those of you that have been trained in Five Path, you may have seen a little piece of this, depending on when you came to train. More recently, you've seen it a little bit more the way he's using it now. And he uses this in his seventh path classes. So as we practice our seventh path in the group setting, he's used this technique, but it's also really really an amazing technique to use one-on-one with clients. And so today we're getting into the more of the detail about that. And last episode, we just kind of started to get into it. He covered the basics of, you know, what age regression is, went over some different podcasts that you're going to want to check out before you get into this, you know, advanced technique. You're going to want to understand the 10 keys for a proper client preparation. And so podcast number 61 would be great to check out for that. You'd want to check out the 10 keys for successful age regression. And the first one of that series is 108. And then the first one of the age progression series is number 164. So you're going to want to check out those podcasts if you haven't already before you watch this, because we're not going to get into a lot of detail about all of those different things. But Cal will be mentioning age regression, age progression, and of course the preparation of clients. You know, before you even get into any of that in the beginning. And so he was just starting to get into, you know, the use of this exciting technique. So I think that's good preparation. What do you think, Cal?
Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, I'm just kidding. I think that's great. So let me dig in. Are you ready? Okay, honey. Okay. Wait till Maureen sees this podcast. She's good. Hey, you guys remember Maureen, right? I want you to know, I don't know if I ever told you guys this yet, but she knows karate. She knows kung fu. She knows jiu-jitsu and several other Chinese words. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, here we go. Starting off at the top again, number one, you need to properly prepare the client. Pre-talk, good pre-hypnosis interview, assessment for readiness of hypnosis. Number two, now here's what you got to kind of use your noggin here. You got to either induce hypnosis, deepen the and test and convince, all that stuff you should be doing in phase one. Oh, let me do a little sidelight here. Some of you guys are not five pathers, but you know how to do age regression. That's then try the time tunneling technique instead of affect bridge. This will work for anyone that's doing age regression work or even timeline work. Here we go. So number two was induce hypnosis, test, convince, all that stuff. Or you can use the time tunneling technique to trigger the hypnosis. If you properly word things, you stay in present tense, and you have them focus on the emotion. If the client is compliant, meaning ready, willing, and able to follow your instructions, vast majority of times, the act of going into the emotion will trigger a depth of hypnosis known as the threshold of somnambulism or deeper, which is necessary for a revivification. That means to relive the event. And like I said in last podcast, reliving in the event is important, not just remembering, not just a timeline therapy kind of thing, but when you relive the event, when you experience being 15 years old again, when you had that subsequent sensitizing event, or 5 years old when you had that initial sensitizing event, the event that happened that started the whole problem, and you're reliving what happened, you relive what you were thinking, you relive what you were feeling, and you can recognize whether that feeling is familiar or new. It is so much more reliable than just remembering. So, three, if you want to simply start off with the TT technique, time tunneling technique, starting from normal waking consciousness, this is what you do. So you've got your client in the big chair, the recliner. And you're going to talk to the individual, and you want to do whatever is necessary for them to connect with the emotion. They typically is some kind of fear, but it really could be anything. It could be anger, it could be guilt, it could be sadness, any feeling. And they might not even know what the emotion is. They just feel the discomfort in their body, like a heaviness on their chest or something like a tension in their shoulders or arms. So what we do is we have them focus on it and say, tell me about a time when you felt that way. I'm going to give you kind of a number of different things you can do to exacerbate the feeling, to make it stronger. Okay. And here's some things you can do. One, you can say, tell me about a time when you felt that way recently. And they might say, well, you know, last week I was doing this, 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 and I had the feeling. And I say, okay, where did you feel that feeling in your body? Or sometimes, just as soon as they sit in the chair, they're already starting to feel the feeling. And we can just have them talk about the feeling. I can say, where is that feeling in your body? If it had a shape, what shape would it have? If it had color, what kind of color does it have? And as they talk about the feeling, there's a rule of consciousness, and that which we focus on grows. And so as they're talking about the emotion, they're talking about the time when they had the emotion, they talk about if it's familiar or new, these kinds of things all make it more intense. Meredith, can you think of anything that, or add anything that you use as an emotion intensifying technique?
Yeah, well, certainly you would want to get into, you know, where do you feel that in your body? If that emotion could talk, if that feeling could talk, if that sadness could talk, that fear could talk, what would it say? You know, you could certainly, you know, get into what are you thinking? And as they get into the thinking, because automatically the feeling comes from the thoughts. And so, you know, the thinking is going to trigger more of the feeling and can kind of bring it up more.
Exactly. And you can just outright ask them, what is the name of that feeling? And you know, they might say fear or sadness. And as you're doing that, it just becomes more and more intense. Then we watch. Here's another thing you can do. This is probably one of, as I'm talking about it, a very, very significant technique is I just watch for physiological responses. And I can say, yes, I can tell because you're breathing more heavily. Yes, I can tell you're feeling that way because your lip is quivering or your eyes are watering or your face is turning red or you're clenching your fists. And these things all tend to increase the significance and power and the realness of that emotion in the moment. And so let me just kind of do some clarification here. There's two ways you can do this. One is you do the induction, deepening, testing, you have somnambulism, and then you proceed as I described. Or you can completely bypass the induction, deepening, testing, all that stuff, and go right in the age regression. Now, and just do this intensifying of the emotion, and then trigger the age regression with the instruction to go into the emotional tunnel. Now, people will say, well, how do you know if you have sufficient depth of hypnosis to do this? How do you know you have somnambulism? Well, the reason we get somnambulism is so that the people can revivify. If they're revivifying, we don't care about the depth of hypnosis. If they're reliving the event, then by default, we have the level of hypnosis that's necessary. So, once again, two ways. One is to do the very formal induction, deepening, testing, convincing, and then go for the bringing up the emotion. The other is just have the client start talking about the emotion and tell them, is it okay if I start the session at any time? Yes. And then you just say, close your eyes. Tell me more about that feeling, a time when you felt that feeling, when you felt that way. And then when you start seeing the physiological components of that emotion, you know, the changing of the skin color, tearing up, heavy breathing, whatever it is, now you're ready to trigger the regression. So let me see, check my notes here to make sure I've covered everything I want. Okay, the wording I use goes something like this, and you can paraphrase it any way you want. I say, now focus on that place where you feel that feeling in your body. Now go right into it as if it were a tunnel, a time tunnel to the past, taking you back in time, tunneling back. Where that tunnel ends is where that feeling begins, okay? And then I give them time to do that. Say, when you get to the end of the tunnel, let me know by saying, is it daytime or nighttime? So that's, they just keep going back until they get to the end of the tunnel, and then they let you know by saying whether it's daytime or nighttime. Now, some people will need a little bit more coaching, and so I'll say, no, go back through that tunnel. As you get to that, back to the end of that tunnel, that where that feeling began, just let me know. First impression, is it daytime or nighttime? Okay. Now, that will usually get it. If I don't get it there, I'll say, okay, when I get to three, you'll be at the end of that tunnel. One, two, three, be there. Or I can count backwards, three, two, one, which is probably formally better the way to do, because I'm having to go back in time. I'm going to count from three back to one. When I get to one, you'll be at the very beginning. Three, two, one, be there, daytime or nighttime. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Well, you know, what I'm wondering is, as we're kind of going through this, you know, if you've decided to go the route of going straight in, and you haven't really done any of the testing, you haven't done any of the convincing, have you decided to just let that go? Or are you going to deal with some of that later? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, so when Meredith is talking about go right in, I'm talking about the affect-induced age regression induction, which I call the AIR induction, affect-induced, A-I-A-R. Could pronounce it like air. And I call it the air induction because it's like air guitar. You see people playing air guitar, right? There's no guitar there. Well, there's no induction because the act of triggering an age regression with a compliant client will trigger the induction. So when the person goes back to an earlier event and they are reliving it, excuse me, and you say, first impression, is it daytime or nighttime? Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone or with someone? And you stay in present tense, and they respond as if it was happening all over again. And I'm going to ask the fabulous five questions. What's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How old are you? And is it familiar or new? As soon as I get their age, maybe it's 15, I will say, okay, 15. And then when they relive the event as 15, that is the depth test and the convincer all rolled into one. How's that, Meredith?
Great. Perfect. And just in case, I didn't really hear you mention it, but you might have, Cal, there are a couple podcasts to check out to get more information on the AIR induction, number 18, where he first starts getting into it, way back when, just when you first started doing these podcasts, and then number 107, get into that in more detail. So check out those podcasts so that you get more information about the AIR induction.
We're such a good team, Meredith.
We are.
I know. Like Heckle and Jekyll.
I thought of a few other ones, but I won't mention them.
What?
You know, the whole Mr. Hyde. We won't get into that.
Oh, I'm the Mr. Hyde. You're the Dr. Jekyll. And I'm... Okay, let's see. So, that's the Fantastic Five. So when you ask those Fantastic Five questions, which need to be asked at every event that you go to in the regression, okay, people go, I don't know how much time to spend in each event that I go to. All you need to do is spend enough time in each event to find out what's happening. That's kind of like the objective view of what's going on, the stage. What are you thinking? That's the meaning that they're giving to what's going on. What are you feeling? That's their emotional reaction to what's going on. And then, how old are you? And is that feeling familiar or new? If it's new, then, well, that's one bit of evidence that we may be at the initial sensitizing event. But usually, even though I told them to go back to the very beginning, where that tunnel ends is where that feeling begins, they don't always go back to the very first time. That's okay, because this is what we do. And if you can kind of get a visual, there's your client, this person, right? And somewhere in their body, they've got this tunnel that goes to the past. And there's a little person there. And if that's not the beginning, I identify the emotion inside of them. And inside that littler person is another hole with a tunnel that goes back to the past. And it keeps doing that, tunneling back, until we get to the very first time. And once we have the very first time, then of course we're going to do the normal kind of age regression stuff, which is we're going to neutralize the ISC doing the informed child technique. We are going to use the knowledge and the wisdom of the adult aspect of the client to go back and re-examine what the child has just gone through in the initial sensitizing event, and challenging what that person thought, that 5 or 4 or 3 or 2-year-old little person thought, and it's usually wrong, and what it caused them to feel. And that feeling is erroneously based. So what we will do is we will have grown up with the help and coaching of the hypnotist, give that child a clearer, more realistic understanding of what was going. It changes how they feel inside, and the drive to do the problem, if it's a too much behavior, eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, those too much behaviors that arrive in the hypnotist's office, or to remove the cause of the fear or phobia in the other kind of situation. And then once that's done, what we can do, if you're really, really good, is you will try to find the benefit in it. How could that individual have benefited from that perhaps scary situation in the past? I mean, if they knew then what they know now, how could they have benefited from that situation? And we will put that bit of information inside of the child, and that causes wisdom. And you know what? You've got some wonderful techniques out there. You got like EFT and all those kinds of things where you wiggle the eyes around and tap your different parts of your body and stuff, or you have acupuncture or all meridian therapies, all this stuff. And you know what? Most people that do that kind of work don't know how to transfer wisdom to the client. And 5-pathers, that's the difference. These, be it regular age regression, affect bridge, or time tunneling technique, the main goal is to shift the perceptions of the child. That changes how they think about the situation or themselves, it changes how they feel about the situation or themselves. It changes their drive, or neutralizes their drive, from having to distract by eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, these kinds of behaviors, to avoid the feeling inside that they don't like, to actually feeling better and having benefited from the situation. Anything you want to add to that, or have me clarify, Meredith?
Yeah, so what really is the difference then between, I know people are kind of asking that, because there are some major similarities here between this and traditional age regression. Where is there a difference?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that. It is traditional age regression, but the technique on getting back to the SSEs, subsequent sensitizing events, and the originating event, the ISC, initial sensitizing event, is different. In that, when you do affect bridge or symptom bridge, you just bring up the feeling and say, follow that feeling back to an earlier time or situation. And they're not connected to the body. It can be just a floaty thing, and people will just lose track of where they're going, or they will miss the spot because they're not so connected to it. But with the time tunnel technique, and I'm kind of holding my hand up over here over my heart, you know, let's say I have the feeling right there, and someone said, follow that feeling back. You know, my brain is out here floating around trying to find the connection. But when I say the feeling's right there, and I exacerbate it very strongly, and then I go right into that feeling, following it back, then the part of my consciousness that is zooming back in time is completely surrounded, completely enveloped in that emotion. And so it provides a more effective, reliable way of going back in time. They don't lose contact with the feeling, and so I believe it is providing me with more reliable results, more efficient results. One of the things when doing affect bridge, you're going back in time, and sometimes they'll other feelings will float in and stuff like that. But when they are connected with that feeling in the body so completely as they are in the time tunneling technique, they tend to stick just with that emotion that is so closely associated with the problem. Does that help?
That does help.
Hey.
And so another question, I know that when we, you know, get into age regression, you talk a lot about, you know, when you with the affect bridge, you know, you don't ask them to name the feeling right then and there, that just really confuses things. And so, but with this, if I'm hearing you correctly, you've already developed the feeling enough so that you can ask them to name the feeling and follow it. Or how is it different than that circumstance where you've advised against asking them to name the feeling?
Good question. And when we're doing the affect bridge and I say, okay, I'm going to bring this feeling up as strong, as powerful as it's ever been, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't have them name the feeling because they could get it wrong. And they're in hypnosis. Now in somnambulism, they've given themselves the suggestion that it is this emotion, right? And it could be wrong. And now I've got whatever the emotion really is, and I have what the client has suggested to themselves erroneously what the feeling is, and it becomes a mishmash. So I never do that. But when I am doing the time tunnel technique, where I'm using the time tunnel as the induction, the air induction, the client is not yet in hypnosis, and I can discuss with them, I can hash out with them what the feeling is. I would not tell them to name the feeling if I was doing hypnotizing them first, testing, and all that kind of stuff, because I don't want them to erroneously name the feeling while they're in that highly suggestible state. That's a good point of clarification.
Great. And so we're kind of getting up there. We're at about 27 minutes at this point. I mean, I have more questions for you about this. Do we want to keep going and wrap it up, or do you want to?
Well, let's do this. Let's go ahead and wrap this up because we really try to keep these, you know, within a certain length. And then we'll answer your questions in the next podcast and then move on into other questions that you have for me. How's that?
Good plan. I like it.
Good. Wrap it up.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is a very exciting new technique, one that's going to make us more efficient, more effective, certainly help our clients faster. That's what we want. As Cal always says, if I could help clients in one session the way I can in a five-path process, I'd have a line down the street and around the corner. So let's create lines down the street and around the corner for all of us. Thank you for tuning in. Keep sending in your questions and comments. You can put them right down there at calbanion.com. You can put them on our HypnoSpace on the Ask Cal group. You can email them directly to me at Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. That was a new pronunciation for hypnosis. Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. And looking forward to the next one. We're going to get even deeper into the time tunneling technique in another episode. Take care. See you next time.
That's right. And next week, we're going to do some hypnostications about whatever we're going to hypnosticate about. This is Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.